I'm Susan Stevens. A package of bills signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker is aimed at helping newly released Illinois prisoners find their way back into the democratic process. Sam Dunklaw has the story.
Kilroy Watkins spent nearly 30 years in Illinois' prison system for a felony crime, and those serving time for a felony can't vote. But once Watkins got out, he had earned his voting rights back, but didn't know it. What's more, no one bothered to tell him.
During the time I was in the county jail for more than 2 years, I was never presented with no application to register a vote upon my release. I was never informed I had the right to vote.
The new state laws aim to change that. From now on, Illinois jails and prisons will have to give inmates detailed info on their voting rights, provide voter applications, and allow those awaiting trial to vote. The Department of Corrections will also provide a new civics class to newly released inmates. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
In other news, the Illinois Department of Public Health says a person died from a vaping-related illness. The news comes as more than 20 others have been sent to hospitals throughout the state in recent weeks with breathing problems from using the products. E-cigarette makers have long argued their products are safe and have helped people quit traditional cigarettes. But Illinois Public Health Director Ngazi Ezike says otherwise.
I would never say that vaping and e-cigarettes are safe. We know the dangerous effects of nicotine on young people. I did not think we were dealing with a safe practice to start with.
No details have been released about the person who died. The Centers for Disease Control is sending representatives to investigate the illnesses here. It says nearly 150 people nationwide have gotten sick after using vaping products. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it has not yet linked any specific e-cigarette to the illnesses. A one-term Illinois congressman is running for the Republican nomination for president. Joe Walsh said yesterday he voted for President Donald Trump in 2016, but now considers Trump nuts, erratic, cruel, and incompetent. Walsh narrowly won a House seat from suburban Chicago in the 2010 Tea Party wave, but lost a 2012 re-election bid and has since hosted a radio talk show. He has a history of inflammatory statements regarding Muslims and others and declared just before the 2016 election that if Trump lost, quote, I'm grabbing my musket. I'm Susan Stevens.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Good morning. Consumer groups are warning new financial rules may make a recession more likely. It comes after the Trump administration moved to weaken banking regulations. Last week, federal regulators approved major changes to the Volcker Rule. Carter Doherty with Americans for Financial Reform says that rule was put in place after the 2008 financial crisis.
The goal of the rule was to ensure that banks, if they gambled, they did it with their own money, that they did not leave taxpayers on the hook or they did not create instability in the financial system.
The Volcker Rule prevents banks from using money to make bets on market outcomes, trades that are backed with taxpayer money from the FDIC. Federal regulators appointed by President Trump argue the changes are giving banks greater flexibility. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation that could potentially reopen the shuttered Tams Correctional Center. House Bill 210 creates a task force to study using TAMS as a minimum security vocational training center within the Illinois Department of Corrections. The task force will present its recommendations by December of 2020. Advocates for reopening TAMS, including State Representative Terry Bryant, say it would help boost the economy in far southern Illinois and provide more options for rehabilitation for prisoners within the IDOC system.